Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
We just liked the way he operated. I mean, he was super smart. He performed well in the games, was great in the quarterback room in terms of supporting and being involved and engaged there. And we think he's got a bright future.
That's Matt Eberflus talking about their practice squad quarterback, who is effectively a third string quarterback, Austin Reed.
Yeah, they had some choices to make here, and Brett Rypien clearly wanted to give himself an opportunity to be on someone's 53, and they are definitely in the business. Like, this is my thing. It's not, doesn't have to be your thing. I would prefer that the quarterback room have someone in it with real NFL experience. But the Bears seem to be okay with development. I'll give them this credit, like under polls, like they are continuing to look and scour and go, hey, who can we get inexpensively and make them into serviceable backup? Tyson Bagent is a serviceable backup. Mm-hmm. He'll play in this league for a long time. And if they think that Austin Reed might be even better, and you're getting these guys for nothing, like you're not really, you're not spending a lot of money, you're not spending real draft capital, you're getting guys and developing them, that's a plus.
And before you say, what about Brett Rypien? He looked good. He did. Real good. And he knew he did. So the way it appears to me, now that we've heard that the Vikings have signed Brett Rypien to the 53.
A guy that could end up starting.
Yeah. And what you do is you talk to your agent, and when the Bears say, hey, Brett, we'd like to put you on the practice squad, but you also may find out, look, he's not going to clear waivers because you got to waive him, and then somebody might put in a claim. And rather than that happening, the way these negotiations can go down is and it's good business to be honest
and transparent
and as transparent as you can be and say, look,
no one wants the reputation of you're the front office that lied and now I'm out here looking for a job because you lied,
or you didn't give someone who was on your team the best chance to do the best for their career. You want to do that. You want to be known as someone who's helping everybody, because those things always come back to help.
And Ryan Poles' rep seems to be that he is that dude, that he's okay with helping people get to where they want to go.
Instead of going through the waiver process where you are then your fate is only with the one team that claims you, to say, hey, look, if you start talking to other teams here,
what if we just release you?
And sometimes, well, and I don't know exactly what the administrative rules are, but usually if they say, look, hey, the Vikings want to put you on the 53. And what would happen was, even if you did get them to the practice squad, they'd sign you away.
Right.
And they might not claim you for whatever reason, but they'd say, hey, look, we are signing you. And it gives you and your agent a chance to shop yourself around a little bit. And it looks to me like that's what happened.
I'm like, happy for him.
Yes.
I thought that he did a good job, and now we'll see. Well, here's my thing about the backup quarterback. I would prefer a strong room, because I don't – if your backup quarterback matters too much, it means your season is a disaster. But if this is how they want to roll and they feel like Caleb's got everything under control and Tyson Bajan is a good enough student to – make sure that everything stays on track, that he's helping Caleb out. And I don't know if you noticed. Did you notice what happened at the end of Hard Knocks? Tyson Bajan said, hey, Caleb, I learned a lot from you. And Caleb's like, I learned a lot from you too.
No, I learned from you. No, it was the friends we made along the way.
And then they did the Predator.
Son
of a bitch.
I think... The way the Bears...
They got to push in too many pencils.
That Ryan Griffin... rather than having the old quarterback be on the roster, that's what Ryan Griffin is.
Okay.
Whatever his title is, and it's like basically...
Old quarterback.
His title is old quarterback in the room guy who's seen it all.
And been through it all. I've got stories.
He's that guy. He's the old salt.
Come here, son. Let me tell you how it was when I was riding the pine for the Rhine fire. Rhine,
whatever it was. That's that guy. So I do think they're aware of the value of that guy. And look, we saw Harrison Freed talking to Caleb too.
Yep.
We saw him even getting like the data coach. And having him telling him,
and these are the officials, and this is what you need to do, and all that good stuff.
Yeah, so it's I like it. I like the way they've set it up. It also means there's nobody looking over his shoulder.
Yeah, and I don't think that even if you brought in like an old guy, Kayla would be looking over his shoulder. That's what I mean. Like old gunslinger, not guy that could take your job.
Right. The old guy who, if you look during the meetings, he's working on his putting stroke.
Right.
Like he may actually have a putter in his hand.
Like you wouldn't, like for Caleb, and I know this is using someone who was just here, if Justin Fields is sitting behind Caleb Williams or a Justin Fields type is sitting, then you go, that's not what you want.
Then you've mismanaged the room.
Right. What you want is, you know, just some guy. The guy that's like played some games, probably has 20 starts in the league, and is just kind of sitting around and is able to diagnose, maybe didn't have all the smarts, but maybe not the talent. That's what you'd love to have sitting next to Caleb.
That's what Tim Jenkins might eventually be for an NFL team.
I could see that.
He'd be perfect in that role. As that guy, he's young. He understands the way you look at the world. He's coached a little bit. He's played a lot. And he can, you know, with guys like Sage Rosenfels, guys, you know, at that age.
That's what I mean. Like, I want one of those. Mm-hmm. You want one of those guys. You're like, oh, this guy's made 30 starts in the league. Huh. Seen all the defenses, knows all the DCs.
Where's like, Tyler Bray these days?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Somewhere with Matt Nagy. Probably waxing Matt Nagy's car. Like Biff in Back to the Future.
Or Jonathan Ogden when he was here.
Oh, yeah.
I believe Tyler Bray is out of the league.
Well, I know he's out of the league, but I wonder if he's got a job in football somewhere. Because that's a guy whose name will definitely
show
up.
What about Tyler Palko?
I'm excited about Tyler Palco. No, I'm not. I lied. I am not excited at all about him. What I am excited about is what we have coming up next, and that is hearing from Ryan Poles on a variety of subjects. We should mention, too, the Bears found a long snapper.
They did?
Yeah.
They got Patrick Manley?
No, come on.
Oh.
Talk about a guy with a putter in his hand. No, they found a guy, and he is, what's his name? Sean Farm.
Not going to work here anymore.
No, he is. What's his name?
At least for 4 weeks.
From the Lions.
Farningham.
He's from here. He went to Downers Grove and Notre Dame.
Stellato.
Right? No.
Come on, Sean Stellato.
You don't know the Bears long snapper's name? You're not a real Bears fan.
Look, he doesn't care about the long
snapper. Scott Daly.
Yeah, you call him Sean. He doesn't care about the long snapper.
That's hogwash. Don't twist my words.
He made it very clear.
You're putting words in my mouth.
Stud said yesterday, no team ever needs a long snapper.
Never said that.
Yes, he said they should all.
Those words never came out of my mouth.
You said all long snappers should be rounded up and imprisoned. I heard you.
Then he put that meme together where all of them were in orange jumpsuits.
Yep, and then lit on fire. I thought that was a little much. Really, I thought that was a little heavy-handed on your part.
I agree.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.